The Philippines has recorded its first case of the new H1N1 virus, also called swine flu. Doctors found the virus in a 10-year-old girl after she came home from a trip to North America. She's now recovering, but her family is under quarantine.
The Philippines Health Secretary announced the first confirmed case of the swine flu over a video conference from the World Health Organization headquarters in Geneva.
The Department of Health is officially announcing this evening the first confirmed case of influenza A H1N1 in the Philippines. A female traveler arrived in the Philippines on May 18, Monday, from the United States and Canada.
The girl was brought to a hospital after complaining of a fever, sore throat, and a cough the next day. She was given doses of oseltamivir and her flu symptoms have subsided. She is recovering in an undisclosed hospital while her family is under quarantine.
The DOH would like to emphasize that there is no community level outbreak in the country and measures are being done by the government to prevent transmission, starting with the quarantine of household close contacts. The family of the patient has been informed and advised about the situation.
The government was contacting people who were on the same flight as the 10-year-old. Meanwhile, health officials advised people to watch their health and postpone unnecessary travel.
We will continue to be vigilant when it comes to our international ports and airports of entry. We will continue our entry screening, you know, with the thermal scanner. This, we believe, will be very helpful to contain further any further spread of this particular illness in the Philippines.
The Philippines has so far tested 77 people who showed flu-like symptoms when returning from overseas. Seven are still under observation.